Hey everybody, this is Allie. We are back again with Advent Week 2. If you've tuned into Facebook Live, then you've already heard this, and Merry Christmas to you. If you haven't, then I hope you enjoy the celebration of this week of Advent. It's Advent Week 2, and we are in search of peace. So be at peace and enjoy. As promised, we're going to talk Advent again, but I'd like to update you on the Patterson family Christmas tree. So we decide we've always done real trees. Are you real tree people or are you fake tree people? I need to know. We've always been real tree family, always been a real tree home. That's how I grew up. I always had a real tree. I thought that's just the right way to be. You just get a real tree. That's what you do. And so when we got married, my husband had always done a fake tree, but he was fine to get a real one. So we've always gotten real and we've been married almost 20 years. So we've had a lot of real trees. This year, this past weekend on the way home from Crossroads on Sunday, we needed a new tree stand. So we go to Target with our whole family and we get very distracted buying a lot of other things. And we get in the car and realize we forgot the tree stand. And so my husband says to me, well, we could just get a fake tree. We're going to spend $40 on a new tree stand. Why don't we just get a fake tree? And I sat and thought about it and looked it up on my phone. And you guys, we sat in the Target parking lot and bought a fake tree on my phone, which has now arrived at our house. It's been decorated 3 days ago, but it was hilarious. And now I guess we're a fake tree family now. Don't hate me if you're a real tree family. It's our first time. We're first timers. But we sat in the Target parking lot and bought a fake tree instead of going back inside to get a tree stand. And one of the biggest reasons why we decided to do that is actually our topic for tonight, which is probably not what you were expecting. But Advent Week 2 is all about peace. And I love my husband, and he actually hates the very difficult, messy process of having a fake tree. And because, let's be honest, the work falls on him. He puts it in the sand. The most I do is hold it up straight while he does all the work. And then it all falls apart and it's awful to get rid of. And anyway, the mess is all about him. And he has a lack of peace about it every year. He gets super grumpy, doesn't like the whole thing. So it has blessed him incredibly. He has a significant amount of Christmas peace over the fact that we just got our first fake tree. Advent Week 2 is all about celebrating the peace that Jesus brings. So I guess the fake tree is helping us bring peace into the Patterson house this year. Advent Week 2, the candle that we light this week is sometimes called the Bethlehem candle. And we're going to talk about why that is as I read you the part of the Christmas story that kind of goes with our Advent week this week. So let me read from Luke 2. Luke 2, 1 through 7 says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." So there it is, the first Christmas. I always, when I read that in Luke 2, I think how simple that reads. Like, there's not a ton of fanfare in that description. It just says, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. It's called the Bethlehem candle this week because I think in my book, because Bethlehem was a place of lowliness, it was sort of a town in the middle of nowhere. It was definitely not an important city at the time. And they happened to be there because of the census, as it turned out. And this baby was born, which was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah to be the Prince of Peace. And so there's two ways I want to talk about peace this week. One is the big cosmic way that Jesus brings peace to us. And the second is what I think is actually more why this candle of Advent is called the Bethlehem candle. It's the peace that comes directly to us in kind of small, quiet ways in our life. And so let's talk first about sort of the big cosmic reason that Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And it's because what his life, death, and resurrection really did for us is make peace with God. The Bible refers to this as a covenant of peace. It's a full and firm reconciliation of peace between God and mankind. Actually, in 2 Corinthians 5, it says that, sorry, I'm trying to find it on my notes. It says that Jesus brought peace because God was not he was not counting sins against us. And so we are not at peace with God when we live in a world of sin, a life of sin, a nature of sin. And what Jesus did was he brought the possibility of peace, peace with God, not being separated from God by our sin, instead being able to come into relationship, not just relationship, but peace, peaceful relationship where God is not... we aren't under what the Bible calls his wrath. We aren't under his judgment. We are actually at peace with him. And so this is sort of the cosmic, I guess I use that word to signify the biggest possible source of peace is what Jesus brought to us by reconciling us with God. And of course, that work began when he was born as a human here on earth. And so in one sense, Christmas is responsible for all peace that we could ever experience with God. But I think the reason that the candle is called the Bethlehem candle is because the town of Bethlehem was a super lowly place. And I think that peace usually comes into our life in tiny, low, insignificant ways. Like, we live in a culture, right, that tells us all the time that your life needs to be big and important, and you need to accomplish things, and you need to be this and do that. And oh, by the way, don't forget to leave a legacy when you go. And so there's always this large vision for how unbelievable our lives are supposed to be. And yet in the Bible, you very rarely see that picture of human life. Instead, what you see are regular people like you and like me that are leading lives every single day. And Jesus comes into our life and brings peace in a totally different way. And I've come to call this, bear with me, you'll get this, but I call this the peace of being able to live small. This is not like a culturally popular message, I guess. I'm probably not going to write a book about living small. Although tiny houses drive me nuts. Does anyone else? That's a total diversion. But those shows about people building houses the size of one bedroom just drive me crazy. That's not the kind of living small I mean. The kind of living small I mean is that the peace that Jesus has brought into my life has come when I've realized I don't have to be more than what I am. I get to be who he made me to be, and I get to live just this little, teeny human existence, and I don't have to go beyond that. That he has made me significant because I'm significant to him. And there's so much peace that comes with that. The pressure of trying to live up to whatever life it is that we're set out, told that we should be living, at least for me, was nearly entirely removed when I first started to understand that Jesus made me the way that I am, and I don't need to be anything that I'm not. And there's such an incredible peace that started to come into my life when I really got a hold of that truth, I guess, and started to be okay with just living in smaller ways. I think that I probably really wrestled this to the ground when I was home with my kids for 7 years. I didn't work. I was home with a lot of babies. I have 4 kids. And so during that period of time, it felt super small. It felt, I know that mothering is so critical, and I absolutely love being a mother, but it felt small, like small in a world sense of small. I'm in my house a lot. I'm with my babies a lot. And I really had to wrestle down to the ground the fact that it's okay for me to live in this tiny space in this small way, and that that is exactly where God wanted me to be at that time. And Jesus really has brought me the peace of being able to live in really small spaces, in really lowly ways, in really seemingly insignificant roles. And I want that peace. And I think that that's why this candle is really called the Bethlehem candle, because Jesus was born into a lowly family, into a lowly town. He was literally laid in a manger. You guys all know the story. And he was amongst animals when he was born. It doesn't get much lowlier than that. I want us this week, as we celebrate peace, to let go of some stuff. I know that you are doing what I do, because we're all in this together. We're all the same humans. And we hold on to these pieces of things that we want, these big ideals or these big things that we're trying to be or that we're trying to do. And it's causing a lack of peace. And this week, well, I think one of the ways that we can celebrate the week of Advent of peace is to let loose of some of that stuff. And I was thinking about this for me. This could be really tiny things. Like for me, I almost let loose of this. Check back next year. I might have done it. I almost let loose of a part of my vision of what it means to be a good mom, a good woman even, is to send nice Christmas cards with pretty pictures of your family. Now, some of you are freer than me and you don't do that anymore. I actually love to get them. Please send me Christmas cards. I love it when people send Christmas cards, which is why I decided to send them again. But one thing that I've chosen to let go of in this grand vision of what I think it means to be a good woman, a good wife, a good mom, is Elf on the Shelf. I say no, no Elf on the Shelf. Not happening in the Pattersons. It's not peaceful for me. I will not do Elf on the Shelf. Anyway, maybe you do Elf on the Shelf and you're fantastic at it, but I think that there are these things in our life that we hold on to that are part of these big visions that we think we know what it means to be a great mom or a great president of whatever you're the president of, or a great student, or whatever vision you're trying to live into. I think sometimes we try a little too hard and it brings us a lack of peace. And so what will you let go of this week in the week of peace? I say no to Elf on the Shelf. And the thing that I'm going to let go of this week particularly is I'm going to let loose of the idea that I need to keep my house clean all the time because I'd rather have people in it than a clean house. And so I let go of the idea that I need to have my house perfectly clean and I'd rather have people in it celebrating the holidays with me and my family. And so that's hard for me. I want my house to look nice because it's part of my vision for what it looks like to run a home, but I'm going to let that go. And I hope that it will bring me peace. So maybe you can identify a few things that you're holding on to that are really preventing peace for you this Christmas, or peace for you in your life. And this week to celebrate Advent, you can let one of them go. And maybe it'll be Elf on the Shelf. As we sign off our bonus episode, I want to leave you with a song that I think is a very peaceful song. And it's about the town of Bethlehem. It's called O Little Town of Bethlehem. And every time I hear this song, I end up with a feeling of peace. And I wish that for you this week as well. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Christmas.